It's a chiddik that Eilam came even in inclement weather. Tonight in Yetzir Hashem we hope to start a third topic of our series. I know it's the third year, it's been a long time. But Baruch Hashem we covered Anol Mekotayis with Anol Mekotayis with Anol it's really one. And we just finished last week our second series, which is Chiyus Poyelim. In Baruch Hashem tonight we hope to start a third topic. It's not much of a series, it's one simin which deals with Mechus Amon and Misha Parah. Hagdama to the simin, like I said, the simin is broken up into two parts. One part is mechus ha'amana, which just basically means if you give someone your word that you're going to go through with a deal, you're going to purchase something or sell something, a sign the buyer, a sign the seller, and you back out, there's a concept of mechus ha'amana. Don't confuse it, there's a next concept of mishapar, and that's the next level, that's when someone, besides giving your word, there was also a transfer of some payment, a partial payment, a full payment, as we're going to see. So that's what we call dvarim dika b'adayim mois. It's words plus money. That's more chama. That's already considered misha para. That's not just mechus ha'amana. It's misha para, which means that bezin curses the person. Misha para. We're going to see the lashon. You can look in Sif Dalet. The lashon is misha para me'anshei dar ha'mabol, me'anshei dar ha'flago, me'anshei stein v'amoyru, me'metzrayim shetovu b'yam. It's two different parts. The first part of the siman is Mishapar, and the second part is going to deal with Mechus Amono. Looking at that lashon is a little scary. I mean, we're talking about Mishapar, something which Be'etzem not contractually binding in Bezin. You can't force it, you can't do anything. Bezin can't force a guy to go through with the deal. So unlike, you know, Gezel or Mazak, anything that they're real Chiyuvim. But nevertheless, it comes with Azach, Chaymedika, Oror. We select the four empires in history that I guess got the worst possible punishments was Taramabu, Dog, Afloga, Anchistein, Valmoira, and Emitraim. Supernatural Nisinum Neflois of Einshim that these Malchus got. And for that, we're telling the person who's not Oimer B'Dibur, he's also going to get such a punishment. Why do they hap on these four? I mean, I got the Grand and the Torah, you probably could find more, even though these are a fundamental four. So the Tiferes Yisrael says the significance of these four is the following. That if you look in the Midas, if you look in the problems, what was the Shayish Shachet of these four Malchias, you see that each one had a slightly different Shayish. And he explains beautifully with Pukim, he's Mayrich, which is going to give out the Tamsin Sadova. He says, for example, the Dara Mabu, what was the Dara Mabu's problem? So we know there was on Nechtam Ela Begezel. But what was their problem? The puzzle, Kihishkas called Arkham, there was a Hashchasa there. They had a Taiva, Taivis Noshim, brings out Midrashim. They also had a Taivis Mammon, but their Taivis Mammon was because of the Taiva that the Mammon is Goyrim. They wanted to get a mass wealth, and with that they'll be able to buy food and houses and cars and whatever the Taivis that Mammon could buy, that's what they were interested in. So it was a Taivis Mammon. Some people do a Chet because of a Taiva. That they do a chet in mummies is because they would like to eventually get the taivas that they could achieve with that mummin. It's not for the mummin itself. They don't need the mummin per se. They just want the taivas that the mummin could be guarding. So that was Dara Mabu. That is a symbol of them. It's symbolic. Dara Mabu is symbolic that people could do chetoyim ben adam lechaver b'mummin is because of a taiva, taivas oilam hazeh. The second one is a Dar HaFloga. Now, the Dar HaFloga problem was not a Taivis Mammon in that they had a Taivis of Eilam Hazeh. Their problem was, the Dar HaFloga's problem was that they would want it to be Kain Hashem, like the Lashon HaPasuk says. They're out to set a statement, they were out to establish themselves and to be Kain a reputation. It was an Indian of COVID. They're handling here COVID here. So he says, people sometimes take shortcuts or mereheta in mummies, or do things that are not kosher mummies, is because they view mummin as a means of covet. They'll be on it at the next dinner, next yeshiva dinner, we'll have them, likely. So they're doing it because they would like to establish a certain degree of covet, and that was their problem. That is the problem of the Dar HaFloga. The third is the Stein V'Amoira. He doesn't explain much. But he says, they had a problem of the mummin itself. That a chemdes ha-mummin, for the mummin itself, whatever that means, that they were tight, they weren't neig b'tztaka, they imposed certain limitations for immigration. They didn't want people to come into their city. It's maybe not so different than America today, other countries. But they had a problem that they were not willing to share their wealth with other people just for the sake of their wealth. They had a chemda samom in itself. And the fourth is Mitzrayim. Mitzrayim, he says that Paro's problem was is that he didn't recognize HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He was, the first empire that was mamish HaKayfa Vakal. That the Lashon HaPasuk says, why, who is this? I don't know. Like, even the Dor HaFlaga understood that there's a Ribbono Shel Olam, but we're going to sort of brace themselves against Ribbono Shel Olam. They're going to make a Migdalim or whatever it is, a Migdal. But Paro was the first one who was Kaifa Bashkachas HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He was Kaifa Bashkachas HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kaifa Bashkachas HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He had to do the Makas and the Nisim to prove that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a Mashgiach on everything we do. So too, when it comes to Mominis, some people, B'yaydim or V'loyaydim, they would like to sort of take shortcuts in the things that they are involved with because somehow they have a lack, a degree of amuna in terms of Ashkacha, Pratzis, V'HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that yes, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in charge. Yes, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one who provides us with our Parnasa. We do not need to cut corners to get that Parnasa. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want us to cut corners. That's not the shtadlis that he warrants from us. If you do the shadlis, which is our peter, that's fine. You don't need to go beyond that. A person who goes beyond the shadlis, Ramesh always used to say that person is pasha kaifa, he's a kaifa. The etim fact that he has to cut a corner means that he believes that if he doesn't cut that corner, he would not get that money. It means he's going to have a short, his income at the end of the year is not going to be the same. That means he's kaifa in the whole inyan of the Kadosh Baruch Hu, who's a mashgiach on us, and he provides us with our panasa. And that's why these four malchias, these four einshim, are symbolic of these four different nekudas. And he says that's why when a person, it's such a taiva, you give your word to somebody, it's not contractually bound, I'm not in a bezdin, they can't even do anything to me. You have such an opportunity to back out of your word. Someone just offered you more, whatever it was, you have an opportunity to back out. Well, if you're going to seize that opportunity, there's a real taiva for it, we want to let you know that yes, there's something going to come to you. You're doing one of these four malchias, and therefore the punishment is going to be coming as well. And we give the person an oror that the punishment that these four malchias receive will be applicable to this person as well. I'm sure there's a lot more to it, but it's a definitely an inyan nechama. The shaila is, good, we know that the side of gezel, or the side of ben adam lekaver ben mamnes, the shortcomings are either one of these four midas, but the shaila is up a fart. I mean, gezel's worse, mazik's worse, there's so many things that are worse, and yet we don't find an aura. Comes here, all of a sudden we give an aura for a person who's taken, not, by say, it's not doing something terrible, because you see, it's not contractual in bezin. Bezin can't enforce it. So, was ep is punkt. Mamish we chap on, and this here we're going to give the guy a klala for mominis, for his taivis momin that he did. I mean, we can give a klala for no, give a klala for tzchir's poilum, give a klala for everything. No, here's where we're going to give the guy a klala. Haloi davar, it needs a beer. I didn't see anyone who really shtelled on it, but I would like to suggest with you see bein hamefarshim between this man, the preacher, the chashuk, I'm just going to put it together, is that it's Yitachin that the reason why we come down so hard on the person here, it's punkt here that we come down on the person. Very often in Mammon it's an isolated chatoyim. A person who steals, he's a gan. If he steals often, if it becomes a profession, he's a chagan. A person who's a mazik, a person who lacks, a person who's a shame, irresponsible. They are, each thing, it's an isolated chat. When a person is not oimid vidiburoi, that's not just an isolated problem. His problem, he's chepping with the whole yisoid of Yiddishkeit. It says in the pasuk, "She'es Yisrael lo yaso avla." A person who is a Yisrael is not going to do an avla of a lo yidabru chazav, and he's not going to go back on his word. He's not going to lie. It's the hallmark of a yid. Someone who's not oimid b'diburai, it's not just he did a ched. He missed the boat. He's not a yid. The Rambam says about tzedakah that since it's one of the midas of Yisrael, it's much more common than just an isolated mitzvah. A person who's not a nesin tzedakah, he's pashut not a zera avram. Well, a person who's not imid b'dibura, he's pashut not a Yisrael. He's not a yid. For such a person, we give him klals. We give him the klals, the worst klals as possible that happened not to umas ha'ilam, to Mitzrayim, to the Dara Mabel. Someone who's not imid b'dibura, who can go so far, even if he's got money and he's willing to back out, and such a person deserves a mishapara. The Gemara says in Shabbos, you do the Gemara, that's the loss of Lavai, there are going to be six questions. Well, one of the questions, the first question is, and say some nesata b'emuna. That is the question for a Yid. A Yid is someone who's going to say something that's atah b'emuna. A guy can do everything right, but he lacks that, he just missed the boat. You know, the famous thing that, you know, the Gemara says that someone who rides a horse on Shabbos gets a it's only a shvos. He missed the boat. He doesn't appreciate what Shabbos is. Well, someone who's not oimid b'dibura, he missed the boat. He's not a Yid. He doesn't know how it is to fear in business, to be a kosher Yid in business. For such a person, he deserves a kolam. Another pshat could be is that we would like to hayois it's taken not enforceable in a bezin, and people could get away with it, and it could be rampant, and most oinshim are saved le'ilam haba. It's Gehenim. HaKadosh Baruch has a way. He doesn't have to pay us back by Olam Hazeh. We're not nefroim by Olam Hazeh. For Rishonim, you're nefroim by Olam Hazeh. For Tzadikim, for Yisraelim, but Derek HaLavada, there's a degree. But the Aruch HaShulchan says that most Einshim are nefroim by Olam Hazeh. We want Bedavka that he should know that if he's not going to be Oymed B'Diburai, he's going to get punished by Olam Hazeh, just like Mitzrayim and Dor HaMidbar, Dor HaMabul and Dor HaFlogo and Sedoim. He's going to get it here, and he's going to get it, but how is he going to get it? He's going to get it with a Dove Nisi, Me'al Tivi. It's not a normal thing. Every Oymed that they had, the Mabul was unusual, the Kriyas Yamsuf was a Nisim Nefloys. Every single one, even the Dor HaFlogo was a Nes, Sedoim V'Amoyer was a Nes. We're going to get it in such a supernatural way that it's going to set a statement. The guy is not Oymed, he's going to get punished, that people shouldn't learn from him and follow in his ways. Think that he can get away with it and cut corners. No, he's not going to be able to get away with it. And that's why we give him a Zak Klola, because we want to make sure that Kodesh Baruch Hu, we're being Mavakish from Kodesh Baruch Hu, give it to him here and give it to him hard and give it to him in a way that's going to be so supernatural that people are going to chop, oh, I'm not going to follow in his ways. Right, I'm sure there are other pshatim involved, but it's Zikha Adava Neira. The Chomer, I mean, the calls it Einshim Neiroyim. It's something that should set a statement before, and a person should think twice, three times, and 30 times before he even entertains or doing such a thing. All right, that's just Agdoma and the whole Pasha, because both Mechus Amona and Mishapara are really Mavusis on the same Pasuk, Sheyes Yisrael Yasa Avlo. What is Mishapar? What's the understanding of Mishapar? Why is a person get a Mishapar? Like I said, it's Oymed B'Dibura, but why is it more common than just Mechus HaAmona? So Gemara really has a machloek, is why when a person gives kesef, when he wants to be kind of metaltolin, does he deserve a Mishapar? So Gemara says the following, there's a machloek of Yechon Mesh Lakish, is Mois is kind of Midaraisa. Yechon on Mois is kind of Midaraisa. And Mesh Lakish on Mois is not kind of Midaraisa, it's Meshich is the Kinin Midaraisa. Mois is not a Kinin. Maybe kinyan with the rabbanim from Mishapara, but it's not a kinyan in the Torah. By karka, Mois is kind of, but metalton, the Mois is not kind of becham. So Gemara says like this: Vishlam le Rabbi Yechon that Mois is bad and really kinyan in the Torah. And the reason why it's not kinyan with the rabbanim, the reason why the rabbanim took away that kinyan is because they had a problem. What's going to happen if I pay you money to buy a chayfetz, to buy a chitin, later on, and there's a fight is going to break out? You're not going to bother saving the chitin. I'm not around to save it. It's only the seller's around. It's in his attic. Or it's in his field. And the Moichel's not going to bother saying, what should I save it for? I already got paid. What should I go out on a limb for to try to save this guy's chitim? It's his problem. It's his headache. So he's going to tell me, Nisra chutecha be'aliyah. Your chitim got burned be'aliyah. So to prevent that, we allowed an escape clause. That the Moichel has a right to be chayzer. And therefore, should the item go up in price, he has an incentive to protect the chitim because, you know, he might have a vested interest here. If he sees that it goes up high, at least he has the ability to be chayza. Obviously, it's not a good thing to be chayza, but at least it's an incentive for him that gives him the ability to be chayza, so he'll go the extra mile and try to save this guy's chitim. That's one svara. Another svara is, well, now, and one second. And then that's what they said, the moichik be chayza. Why could the little cake be chayza? So there's Be'etim and Machlekes Rishayim, but we're going to go with Rishayim, we'll see in such days, we'll go with them. It's just an added incentive. If you know that the Lokeka back out, you better believe you're going to try to guard these Chitim. Because you know if these Chitim get burned, if they get destroyed, the Lokeka's going to back out and get back his money. So Memela, it was a safety clause that the Chazal instituted to allow a Shmira on these Chitim, that the Moich is going to protect these Chitim. That's why Moich is not going to Midrabana. But the Yisoid Moich is going to Midrais of the Rabbi Yechonah. But Mela, even though Chazal, because of their Svara, Shema Nisroch Ketach, Yom Nisroch Ketach Be'aliyah, they took away the Kinyan, but at least you could hear that they either allowed the Kinyan to remain a little bit on the Kinyan of the Mixas, they allowed the Kinyan to play a role, at least for Misha Parah. So Gemara says, I understand the Rabbi Yechonah, but Yesh Lakish holds that Mois is not going to be Chalal. So why was there a Misha Para? What's the position should be a Misha Para? The Gemara brings down a braisa that you see there's a Mechus Amona, but the Gemara says, good, so it should only be a Mechus Amona. Why should there be Misha Para? Why is it worse than just giving your word to sell or to buy? Why, when you give over money, is it worse? You get already a next Majega of Misha Para. And on that, the Gemara says a klal that if you have just Dvarim, that's Mechus Amona. But if you already have a payment, that Dvarim, the Iku Be'adayim Mois, you're getting partially paid for it or fully paid for it, that's already a more, it's a greater degree of a Gemiris Das, of a Hamona, one to each other. They trust each other more, they are relying on it more, that the deal is going to go through. A Dvarim, the Iku Be'adayim Mois, has a Misha Para. That's what the Gemara says. So the Rabbi Yochanan and the Misha Para stand, because when the rice really kesef should be koina. They took it away from Mikzas, but they left it on a Misha Para. The reason why there's a Misha Para is because what we have a car called Dvarim Diko Ba'adayim Mois, words together with money, that's a greater understanding, a greater contract, a greater obligation, and if you back out, you're going to have a Misha Para. Now we passing like Rabbi Yochanan. The Mois is koina mederaisa. So the Ladidan, if we pass on Rabbi Yochanan, seemingly from the Gemara, there's a simple reason why there's a Misha Para. Because them, it's koina mederaisa. Even the Chazal took it away, Chod shall be Misha Para. The child is, but Ladidan, if we pass on Rabbi Yochanan, does Rabbi Yochanan have the Svar of Eish Lakish too? Rabbi Yochanan, Ladidan, are we going to also have the Svar of Dvarim Dika Ba'adayim Mois? Well, no, the only reason why you get a Misha Para is because there's a Kinyan. And really, that's a Machlokes Rishonim, and we're going to play itself out with many Nafkaminas. A simple Nafkamina, just in structure, is something that's not koina min ha-Torah. The Mois didn't have the ability to be koina min ha-Torah. Will there still be Misha Para? Like Rabbi Shlakish, for sure there'll be Misha Para. You got payment, plus Mois, it was an agreement with money is a Misha Para. But Rabbi Yochanan, who sort of pegs it onto a Kinyan in the Araisa, if something will fall short of a kinyan mederaisa, we have a number of nafkaminis, a number of examples that the kesef didn't have the ability to be koina min ha-Torah. Will that kesef still affect the Misha Para? Or not? Like Yesh Lakish, definitely it does, but Lididan, will it have the ability to make a Misha Para? And that's a machlek as we shine, and we're going to see how it plays itself out with a few nafkaminis in the simen. But that's a yisoid you should know, that underlying reason of Misha Para is because it's a kinyan min ha-Torah. There might be a second reason, is because it's Dvarim Dika Ba'adayim Mois. It's Dvarim together with money. All right, let's start the simen and we'll see some halachas.
What is the problem accomplished by taking away the kinyan deraisa? So that way, if the kinyan deraisa is not there, so that way the guard the chitin. He knows if he backs out, he can get a Misha Para. So he'll say, maybe the price will go up and I'll be able to back out.
Okay. That definitely is a poor incentive. I agree that's a shtickle problematic. Right, that's true. He has a good time, and then maybe the average person doesn't think what's going through his mind when the fire is burning. You know, he doesn't remember what was there, Misha Para. I remember learning something. He's going to save the chidon because he has the opportunity. But if you hold like the Rishonim that the lokech has a right to back out, and in the case when it's lost, which we'll see in Sid Beis, he doesn't even have to accept the Misha Para, then definitely the moicha has an incentive. Right, the second svar is different. But like the first shita, let's say the Balamor, which we'll see, Anachami, it's not as good. Anachanami. I mean, good, all right. Well, that's a machlekes rishonim, which we're going to see as we get to Sif Beis. All right, let's start with Sif Aleph, and we'll discuss a number of halachas involved. It's definitely very a geshmak inyan. It's endless what could be discussed. The Mechaber just gives you tamsas of like basic halachas, but the Achrayim throw in so many variables and so many cases and so many halachas that, we're going to go through many of them. I'm sure I'm going to fall short on many of them as well. All right, let's start. Sif Aleph. Misha Nosin Domim. Someone who gives money, but he did not make a proper Maisa Mashiach on the Metaltalim. Even though Kesef is not Koina Metaltalim like we learned before. Now, we didn't learn it before, but it's in the previous Simon before Reish Dala. There are actually two Simon who discuss Kesef, one in Kesef Bakarka, one in Kesef Metaltalim. But Kesef is not Koina Metaltalim, good. Still, nevertheless, Kol HaChayzeboi, anyone who backs out, Bein lokeach, bein moicha, either be the lokeach or the moicha, it's irrelevant. La'asim ma'isi Yisrael. He's not acting the way a yid should act. She'ez Yisrael, lo yasa avlo v'lo yidabru chazot. That's not the way a yid conducts business. V'chayiv, and not only that, he's chayiv l'kabel mishapar. He's mechuyiv to be mekabel a klal of mishapar, which was discussed later in Sif Dalet. And not only that, v'afilu l'nosan ala mixas domim. Even if it's not pshat that it was a full payment, even if it was a partial payment, that's already enough to be mechayiv a mishapar. And the smad is just Radzois, the Sman Sivkan Gimel, that is, that even if he, let's say, that he was buying many metaltalim in one invoice, in one deal, he's buying 100 metaltalim, let's say it's a dollar a piece, it's $100, and he only gave $50, so like the Sman, it's not sure that he has to go with the deal through 50. No, Mixas Moises Koina, Lamosha, by Karka, if you give Mixas Moises Koina, Kola Karka. So the metaltalim mixes moises koin a kolam metaltalim legabim mishapara. And therefore, if he says, "I'm only willing to accept 50, but the other 50 that I didn't pay for, I don't want," that's not enough. He's going to still get a mishapara. He's chayav legabim mishapara unless he goes through with the deal entirely, because mixes moises.
Remember, we're learning
it up with Mekka. If it's separate invoice, but if it's done in one, it's one deal. You got to go through one deal. If you gave partial payment for the entire deal, or even if it will be itemized, but then the partial payment goes on all the items in the deal prorated as well, then yes, you're going to have to go through with this deal, and if you don't, you're going to get a mishapara. You have to go with the deal entirely on everything, not on just the mixed domain that you pay. So again, you have to know what it is. Again, that might be totally in the matlex, which we just said. What is the lum? That's how you're going to down a deposit, or they have different lishonis for deposits, and you have to down each one if there is a difference in meaning. Okay, well, once you're talking about non-refundable deposit, the halacha here that you deserve a mishapara, the Maril Diskin says, even if you're willing to give up your mixas mois, the lokeg says, look, you know, I just keep the money, I won't even take anything, still the Maril Diskin says, that's not enough. You got to go through with the entire deal, and if not, you will be mekabel mishapara. Now, you wonder how it plays itself out today in the deposit, and what the understanding is, yes, you're going to have to done each issue differently. It's definitely clearly a dvarim dikur ba'adayim mois. And if you want to know, is it a Maisei Kinnon? Well, what was the intention of the person when he gave Mixas Mois? Was that just a binder to show you that I'm serious? That might be Dvarim Dikur Ba'adayim Mois. Was that more than that? Was that a Kinnon B'Mixas? Or to be Mischayiv you to go through with the deal? Then that would already be the next step of a Kinnon that would be Mechayiv Mishapar, even on Rabbi Yochanan type of a level. But yes, you're going to have to done each situation separately. But at least from a halacha perspective, yes, you will be mekabel mishapar on the mixas mois, even if you're willing to give up the mixas mois. But that's not enough. You have to go through with the deal, otherwise you get a mishapara.
Thank you for this now, then it won't be a problem. Even if it's one bill,
if I'm paying only for one item,
for this item,
so on that item he'll have a mishapara, and the remaining will just have maybe only a mechus amana. No, the meich is willing to waive it and get him off the hook. Luchay, there should not be any problem. It's only when you're not only be the meich or the other party. If a person backs out and he has a moral obligation, an ethical obligation, a teretic obligation to go through with the deal, and he backs out, and he doesn't have the full release of the other party, yes, he was over this halakha, and yes, he deserves this klalim. He's mechuyev, he's obligated to accept the klala of mishapara. Your bezin was going to have to give it to him. Well, that's going to be in Sivdal. It says, Ketzav mekabel mishapara, how? And it goes through how Bezin goes and curses him. Yeah, he's going to be in front of Bezin. I mean, whether he likes it or not, it's going to be... Sorry? Correct. It's correct. In literal, in Taich, it's Pasha Prat is what he's saying. It means the Mashmaisen, that's how he's setting it up. That if you want to get out, you're going to have to, you're obligated to get a Mishapara. If you want to back out, you should know it's coming with a Mishapara. And the truth of the matter is, if a seller wants to back out, it's not, a buyer who backs out, good, he gets a Mishapara. A seller backs out, that's not enough just to be Makab Mishapara. He also obviously has to return the money. If he's not willing to, or he has not yet returned the money, he has no right to back out. It's with returning the money, then you have the right to back out if you're willing to be makabel and you're obligated to be makabel a mishapara. No. Let me discuss a few things about how shein this it is if he's makabel than mishapara. No, he's chayv lekabel. He's chayv lekav. According to many paiskim, some machlekes apaiskim, if someone who is not aimed to be buri in such a case, if he's indeed pasul edus. You know, and other things that person does, let's say, we had last year, if you recall, by Anumat of Bukharara, the Maram Ramberg, I believe it was, over there held that he's pasul edus. Well, over here, it's a machlekes apaiskim, if someone who didn't, was not aimed be diburoi, again, it's not contractual in business. He said, L'chaya, she'ni here. No, but he's not. He's L'osam Maisi Yisrael, and therefore, since L'osam Maisi Yisrael, some go so far to say it's pasul ledis. And you should know, even those who are matim ledis still say that Avada, the Katkhila, he's not supposed to be an aid. He's not the aid that you're supposed to be looking for, the kosher aid that you're supposed to be looking for, just b'diyevet. He is a good aid, b'diyevet, like some places. Like other places, not even aid, b'diyevet. So on is not aimed to be b'diburoi, like in this such a case, he got money, he's pasul ledis and gansin. So no, he's zikha not a sheni yid, and he's zikha should not be honored by a dinner. But yes, he will be able to get out of it if he's willing to be makabal or mishavara. Mevekim, then she's chayiv. He's obligated, but like he pointed out, your only alternative is to go through with the deal. You don't want to go through a deal, then you're going to get this Misha Bara. There's no way out. There's nowhere to run, nowhere to hide. You're going to get this. Sorry, but what? As far as the return policy. Well, 1 second. You gave money for how many? Well, if it's Toy Kadei Diba, you might be able to be Choy Zastamas. If it's Ach Kadei Diba and the Kinyan was already held, and let's say, or Yalish handed over the money already, so if the store has a return policy, so you're right. Like Gara from you getting it and giving it back. But sometimes, you know, stores only have a return policy in certain situations. They have a return policy if it's not working properly. You know, yes, if you go to Walmart or these type of stores, yes, and then a problem, they have a very favorable return policy, favorable to the customer, that is. But if the person is willing, by the way, like he pointed, if the person is willing, there's no problem. So then you can have a problem. The Moshe, the Gemara says, the Mishnah, I believe it is in Dinai, who talks about the second you pick it up, you might have a kinyan, you want to give it back, and you shot it with Amor, it's trying to give back the chepet, you'll have to be mafish before you give it back. It was done. The deal was done. Just because without it, you want to be chayza a minute later or a year later, the deal was done. If you want to go back, you're going back on your word. You're going back on your Misha Parah and Echanami. If you don't get a full release, a real release from the other party, yes, you can have a Misha Parah. Well, Schiris Payalim has its own issues. Yes, we did have a Sma who entertained the beginning of Shulam HaGimel, it's Madrik and the Sma, that there would be the dynamics of Mechusa Amon. And generally, Schiris Payalim doesn't have a Shipra, usually they don't pay up front, but yes, if you pay something up front. But the Sma applies halakas, at least a Mechusa Amon, to Schiris as well. By Schiris, you should know that if you pay money already, we had a Shach and others who discussed and see this, that it might be already a kinyan. It's Kesef is Koina, just like Kesef is Koina Karak and Kesef is Koina Avonim, it might be able to be Koina Poil as well, not to back out. So it could be more Chomet a kinyan, it might be a real kinyan. But at least you see the Sma apply the Dinam of Mechus Amona to Poil as well. The reason why I peg it to a Sma is because there's a Mashmoy, so a Gois Mordechai, the end of Bar Metzia, might not be mashma like that. Might be mashma for some reason. Chiyus Pailim might be different. But at least, yes, the Sma says it. And if you look in Hilchus Mila, there's a Chuvus HaRosh, which is brought down in the Ramah, who applies it to a Moyel as well. You invited a Moyel, you gave him a job, and you want to back out. He applies the dynamics of Mechus Amona as well. So yes, you see from the Paiskim at least, yes, it'd be Mechus Amona even to a Pula as well. All right. Sorry? So that's what he said. If it's a term policy, so it's an economy. If you're within the boundary, within the rights of the return policy, just because that return policy is one thing doesn't mean you let it back up something else. But yes, if you're backing out because of what they allow in the return policy, obviously you're not going to have, like you pointed out as well, L'chayra, you should not have a Mukos Amana. Slow girl from you taking it and giving it right back. L'chayra. I mean, I'm saying it for myself, but L'chayra, I could hear that story very stark. I should... All right, it's really not our topic now, but I don't want you to take it too far, Lamasha. You have a contract that allows three-day attorney review. I don't go for that. You have a three-day attorney review. So if you're tackifying something, I hear. But if you're backing out, I'm not happy to say, because I have attorney review now. We know it's three-day attorney review, so therefore there's no mechusah mona. I'm not happy with that. It's understood that you give yourself a word. A word is a word. The goyim who might view things differently, because they're not Yishayis Israel, they might view things differently. Yes, you'll never enforce it in court because you were within the three-day attorney review, but I don't believe that means that when you gave the person your word, you really didn't give him your word. I think you did give him your word, just now you're looking for a loophole to back out. And therefore, I don't believe that that's an escape clause. But that's off-side. I just didn't want you to take it over there. Anyway, getting back to... No, minigas echem is that it's not binding. Well, a pitaira, even a full word, is not binding, and it's not contractual in a bezin. Minigas echem is not that you're a sheni yid. Minigas echem is talking about goyim. By goyim, everyone is shein, so it's not a problem. By yidim, I think it's not shein to back out of an agreement that you had, even if you cannot enforce it in court. Because every mechusamon you can't enforce in bezin, and for that matter, in court either, and nevertheless, it's mechusamon. If I give you my word without any attorney review back out, and now I want to back out, you are mechusamana, and there is a mishabar, even though you can't enforce it in court. So I don't think courts are a raya to this.
Some caveat of people saying, I think one or two, or if you license
for young. Yeah, but it's not so common after he paid for it, right? It's before he paid or after he paid. He paid for it already, and now he wants to back out. So again, if it's so common, you might have a different matter. That might be the minik that you're allowed to return at such a oifen, so they're not called kufiya minik. But... let's see, the end of Sif Beis, it might play itself out there, but at least in Menastam, yeah, there's no way, there's not too many loopholes on these halakha Mishra, because someone has a little more, but not Mishra.
Before,
No, after Mishich, you coin and Ganti, you wouldn't be able to give it back. That's why I was mentioning with the Mishnah and Demai, once you coin it, it's yours. So, but to have a Shaila is mamish for a split second. You paid, and you didn't take it yet. The second you take it, Mishika might not be koina b'shus moika, but at least you'll have Agbah. Agbah will be koina. So if you took it already, that's a full-fledged kinyan. So then you really need his permission to give it back. If you didn't pay yet, that's not Mishapara. Yes, the kinyan pashta is no more Mishapara. Pashta. Stop, you can't give it. No, once you coin it. No, but once I went through, I carried through with the real kinyan. I did a Agbah. Once I did, I have a full-fledged kinyan, so Stam, I can't give it back. Or I give it back, and I take the money, I'm Stam a Gazel. So Hishala was only mamish in that window of where I paid, and yet I didn't make Hagbah, which, not getting into it here, might be difficult, because it could be when you were in the store before you got to the counter, that Hagbah might have already worked for you. Sorry? Is that... Sorry, again? He wonders, does he have the authority to waive a Mishapara? I don't know. That's a common question always asked. People who answer the phones, the secretaries have certain authorities. Obviously, if you expect that that's beyond their authority, then no, you should not rely on them. Something minimal, like a returning Akala, I could hear very well that they have that authority. But again,
you said
you could be kind of a takbo.
So, even
no, one second. He needs the kinyan, but Lamarcha, let me just get back to the mission in Demai, and the Gedolei Eretz Yisrael told me this, Lehedja. I don't want to raise anyone's here, but if you're walking in a supermarket and you pull something off the shelf, unless you do a proper Maisag Bar, at that point, you didn't even get to the counter. At that point, you are already either a Shoyl or a Lokeach al Tanai, because it's what we call Domim Ketsuvim, which is the concept we discussed. So at that point, you know how much the bottle of pickles are. You're willing to pay for that bottle of pickles. You picked it up, it's yours. If it's the last bottle in the store and someone decides, help themselves and take it out of your wagon, it's not just they're doing something not nice. They're very likely a gazlan because you already coined it. No, thus, you will coin it. With that tonight, they're going to pay at the end when you leave the store. So that hakbah might have already taken place. Now when you go in to pay and you follow through with that tonight, that's it. The show's over. Lav dafka, you need to make another hakbah.
Shopping patterns are changing. You go into the clothing store, you go go pick up the shirt this time.
No, again, but that was only a koina if you're willing to pay at the end. You still have the right to be koiza in the store. I picked up the shirt and you think, oh, I don't need so many shirts. I put one back. I didn't get to the count yet to pay. The whole kinin was conditional on the payment at the end. If I don't pay for it, I was never koina. There was no kinin on it. So I don't have a problem with that. But if a guy did go ahead, his case was he went ahead and he paid, it could already be a done deal altogether, the kinin that you did a minute ago in the store. So again, if it was a mishika, so mishika doesn't work with shoemaker. If it's agbar, then it would be koina. So his shayla could be limited. You know, his shayla is more for the lamdis. What? The chalas they pick up, you see, they didn't even make a ma'aseh shika. Yeah, very good. So that's why you pick chalas. Very good example then. Oh, so we discussed it. If the guy's willing to waive the right farm, but some people discuss maybe he just chalav breidim and they take you dinter of a chalav. So, but if he has a hakpata, yeah, then it's a problem. You know. So you have to see what type of mechila it was. He already paid. No, he's talking about he already paid.
He didn't give him the money.
No, he already paid. He's talking about he already paid, but he didn't, I guess, put it in the bag yet or whatever. All right.
I
think it's a law.
You
have 7 days
to return, then
it's
valid. If you don't post a sign,
I think
it's 30 days.
I think
it's a law.
You'll be sent a chanel.
That's the official gazette.
Oh, yeah. I don't know if that law is going to help. I don't, unless it's a dinim, because the dinim can start running. No, that's a minute. Now you're coming with tzad minik. I am not convinced that the minik is when you buy something in a store and there's no sign, that means you're allowed to return it in 30 days. By perishables, I definitely don't agree with you. Perishables, I don't agree with you. Maybe in the plumbing supply, that's the industry. But all right. Anyway, that's now. Even though the guy is doing an avla, grace avla, loss of Mice Israel, the most places can agree in Parshat Halacha that tefisa will not work. You can't say, well, since he's doing an avla, and really I deserve the item. The mice, we had a deal, we had a contract, we had the mice, so I'll take the law into my own hands, and I'll go follow through with the deal and do a mice atfisa. Mice atfisa is not going to work. You're not allowed to do a mice atfisa. Even on other things, let's say, there's a makleikis you're showing by something which has a chiv lotis yidei shemayim, you might be able to do tfisa. Here, that's common, so very place from his, tfisa will not work. Sorry? So he's going to do a tefisa on the mice, or let's say he has partial mice, he's going to do tefisa on the rest of the mice, or the lekech will be tefisa on the item. The mecha backed out, and the lekech will forcefully take that item from the mecha. That will not work. It's all over. No, make it convenient, it's all over. You can't return.
No, but let's say somehow you can get the guy to return it because the return policy is...
So then it stops. If you're returning it in his maskim, that's fine. If he has a return policy, that should be fine. But if you made a right to kinin, like we discussed, the show's over. You're locked in, not just from Mishapar, you really own it.
But you're not called Mechusar Mone.
If he allows you, because I return policy, so what's around? No, attorney review, I think, is just a legal loophole. I don't think it means anything. I think it's exercised in ways that it should not be exercised. I'm not fond of that clause. Why? One second. When you have a contract, I don't have anything. What can I make?
Which case are you talking about?
I gave just a marshal of a contract that people shouldn't take it. But in normal cases, I go and I give money to buy metalin, an invoice. The metalin might be in some warehouse. I didn't even see the metalin. I asked you to deliver it. I gave you money. There was a deal with money.
Right. But let's say I got 3 days to do it. Like some of these contracts have 3 days to back up.
I'm not familiar with it, but if it's like an attorney review clause, I'm not happy with it. But again,
I'm
can't discuss.
It's not Mishapora, because you already made a king. I'm saying.
No, you didn't make it. What kinin did you make? You only paid money. Oh, you made Mishapora. If you made Mishapora, then you already have a kinin. Okay. All right. Now, the Mechabi says the Lash of Mechayv Lakabu Mishapora. He is obligated to receive a Mishapora. The Mefarshim discusses the Chuvah Zachiyaz, it really comes from Jews Radvaz, is a Goyin who says that in this rare event, unusual event, attack of the person paid the money in Chulila with Nifta, and you want to know, do the Yorshim have to carry through with the deal? There they say that the Yorshim are not mechuyif to get a Mishapora. The Mishapora is solely on the two parties involved, not on their Yorshim. You have to know why, but they name that on, that the Yorshim will not be Mekabel or Mishapora. All right, another interesting hakir, I mean, this can go on and on, but another interesting hakir is Maril Diskin.
They come back out.
It sounds like both. Again, you have to know why. But it sounds like both. Another shayla Meril Diskin clears. He clears like a dozen shaylas here. He clears. What happens if I send a shliach to either sell or buy? My understanding possibly was to go through with the deal fully. And he comes back to me with a good word. He locked in a buyer. He got paid partially. And it's delivered who knows when. And that could be the mashleach is unhappy with such a deal. He wanted either the item should be his or the item should be the lokeach and he gets paid. He might not be happy with this, you know, that he's in limbo now, that he's obligated because of a mishapar, yet the deal's not fully done. He can't really rely on this deal going through and bank on it to invest somewhere else because the buyer still has a right to back out, albeit he'll get a mishapara. So maybe the mishaleach's Yerushalayim is to the point that he feels, well, I'm locked in because I'm not going to back out. And this guy, Nebuchadnezzar, maybe I don't trust this guy so much and I can't really rely on him to go through with the deal. So sort of the shliach put him in this predicament, this poor position, this vulnerable position. So maybe you can say, I never wanted such a shlichus. I want a shlichus. Either you got a deal or you don't have a deal. I don't want a shlichus that I have a half a deal. He's mitzadeh that even so, even in such a case, of course, unless you specify otherwise, but even so, the normal shlichus, there will be a mishapara nevertheless. Another case would be what happens if the seller he ruined the lokeach, he backed out. But he went carried through with his wronging. He already sold it to somebody else. So normally, the halakha of Makabi is you give a choice. If you want to go through a deal, go through. If not, get a mishapar. Now he doesn't have the opportunity to go through with the deal because he already sold it to someone else with a full maise kinyan. He can't go through with the deal. So Nebuch, the poor guy, is in a poor situation. What should he do? Maybe such a situation doesn't warrant a mishapara. And the Maldiskin says no. He clears the shayla and says no. That person deserves a mishapara. The maise that he did, that avla that he did, warrants a mishapara. He has no way to correct that wrong. That's tough luck. Then he suggests maybe a way he can get out of his problem and correct it. But definitely, minastam, if a guy backs out, even though it's too late, he didn't know, he already sold it to someone else, tough luck, he deserves a Misha Bara. Another interesting Chakira, and if the buyer is willing to take a different item, so again, whatever they want to negotiate and be Michael, it's an implicit Mechila, that's fine. But the seller, you mean? The buyer wasn't aware of it, so now when the buyer finds out of it, he's up in arms. So the seller will have a mishapara, even though the seller has no way, sort of, to correct the wrong.
But right now, the first buyer was he
mishapara anyhow? Because when he sold it to the second buyer. Well, who's masking? If the buyer goes through with a different item now, he knew that the seller already sold this item?
Sold item A to buyer 2.
Right. And now
he was he become a mishapara then?
At that point, it's automatic. That's what Meril Diskin suggests. It's automatic. You deserve a mishapara for that avla that you did. If the Kek wants to be Michael, he could be Michael. The Kari is all right to be Michael. The Kari should be Ben Adam Lekaver to get in. Sorry? Yeah, so he says that the person is, as I mentioned, which deserves a mishapara. So yes, you'll take him to Bezdin, Bezdin will give him a mishapara. But he calls it, it's a lashon, he takes a lashon of the mishapara. Where's the lashon? Of omru mishapara. So all the mafarshim say, omru mishapara. Why don't you say that Bezdin gives a mishapara? So he says it's an automatic fact. The person did an avla that deserves the oinish that a mishapara deserves. Just Bezdin sort of notifies him, and not only that, even curses him on mishapara. But the damage was done. Right, the damage was done. Yeah, but since Avla Moshe, he stole from me also, he deserves a certain degree of einish, and yet I could be Moicha, right? So if it's a benadon lekaver to get in, rather, we'll get to it maybe later on in the simon, it might be a chakira amongst certain achrenim, if it's taka waivable after the fact, because it is benadon lekaver or not. But at least min hastam, you should assume that's like any other benadon lekaver mamonis to get in. You give him mishapara. Like the obvious guy, she's giving mishapara. How you talking? Is the lav in the Torah like sar? You're not allowed to curse anybody. Here you're cursing a yid. How you talking? That kasha is a good kasha. It's a gemara's kasha. And the gemara says, someone who's oisin my zamcha. This guy is not oisin my zamcha. He's ain't oisin my Yisrael. So mamele, you don't have a lot to curse him. So mamele, that's what doesn't curse him. Tosfos quickly points out, you should know that just means you're allowed to curse him for this thing, but now to curse him stem in the velt right now, it's not a blank check. Oh, but nevertheless, states in the Gemara that someone who's this, doing such a thing, he's not an oisin my zamcha, you're allowed to curse him. There's no law in the Torah of cursing him. And Bezin, yes, we do curse him.
Post-dated check and credit card.
Okay, these are shailas which I definitely did not see enough on. To I'm sure they're out there, but the check could be a stam shaila, velt shaila, what the check is deemed. Right, most people might believe deem a check as effective. It even says on the check, direct too. If anyone reads the check, it's in the Hebrew it's called the hamcha, like the Lashon Mishnah, Mcheir Yitzchak and Vani, that's the Israelis call it. It's a direct, I'm giving you instructions where you can pick up money. I don't believe the check itself is money. Most folks can believe the check is not money. So I don't know if it will get that degree of Dram Dikur Badai Mois. In terms of Kinyanim, I don't believe a check is a proper Kinyan Kesef. Again, if you have a Minik, you can establish it in Hagim. And we're going to get through in the Simen. Actually, Setumt is brought into the Simen and plays itself out in Mishapar as well, which we'll get to later. But Minastam, in a vacuum, no Minogim, no nothing, I don't believe check is Mois, and I don't think. Sorry? Yeah, if you cash it, then you now translate it, you brought it down to the real world, now it's money. Okay, so now he got money.
And a dollar bill is considered money, even though it's worth nothing?
Correct. Yeah, the price of the dollar bill is currency.
And credit card is also.
Credit card again. I'm directing you where there's the issue is a credit card is my friend, good reason because I'm going to pay him. He's my friend and he's going to be willing to pay you. So again, I'm just giving you a directive where to get money, where to pick up money. Again, that's yeah. So yeah, the price going much on it. Where's the dollar? It's a piece of paper, green piece of paper, not even green anymore. Yeah, we have a problem with the dollar, but again, it's currency. That's even less like everyone uses it and deems it as kesef. So they say yes, that will have the din of kesef. But pashtis again. Don't paskin on this because I didn't see enough. But pashtis just like gula halakha checks are not considered la halakha. Pashtis checks are not considered kesef here too. The if you well that week that day whenever you okay you can stop a check also but all right another
because in a check when a guy goes to the bank to check they take your money and they give it to you. Credit card they lay out the money and they come back to you in a month from now they can write it. It's not even taking your money.
I'm not sure how that works again but I don't know they take your money. Your money's not there either. Your money's not sitting in the bank. Your money's already lent out. The bank owes you. That's how they have accounting procedures. But Lamai says the bank owes me money. It's not deposited there. They call it a deposit. Sounds safer. It's not a deposit there. You lend them money. When you put money in a bank, you're lending a bank money. Your dollar's not sitting there in the vault. You know, it's already given out to somebody else. You lend the bank money, and you're telling the merchant, you can go and collect it from the loiva who owes me money. You know, im chay etzel haloiva, go get it from him. He's a good loiva, he has good credit, the bank is willing to pay you because he owes me money. I don't think it's a real pagodin. In the halakas of Yerush and everything, doesn't have a dinner of pagodin. All right, another shaila is the Maril disc in Claire's another chakira, which could have the biznoga. We just had a dintar on this, involved, one of many issues involved this. You went and you paid somebody money. Let's just take Matat and rather it was Karka, but we'll get that. It's a different issue. You went and you paid somebody money and you had a whole deal and structured. And later on, one party had Charata. We'll make it to seller. The seller had Charata from the deal. He's not willing to go through with the deal. He changed his mind, change of heart. So yes, at that point, you can take him to Bezin and get him a Mishaparam. But that's not what you did. Maybe you didn't know that you could do that. What you didn't say is you were already Nachas and you made a new Katsitsa with the seller and you went through with the deal, had a different Katsitsa. And now, someone, you came to a Shia and you're oh, Mishapara, I'm going to get this guy because he really did a sly trick on me. He made me pay him more. And now you're going to bring him to Bezin and get a Mishapara. That the Meral Diskin suggests, he's noita like that, that at that point in time, you had a decision what to do. You didn't have to go through the deal with a different price. Either you could have taken him to Bezin, you could have dropped the whole issue altogether. He, Alpi Alok, was not mechuyif to sell you the item. The fact that you went and changed the deal, why did you do it? Because you wanted the item. So You can't say you were an oinis for it. You were doing something. It was a good business decision on your part. You'd rather have the item even to pay more than lose the item. So then he calls it, it's an implicit mechila on the mishapar. You no longer could go back and take the seller to Bezin and ask for a mishapar. It was too late. If you carry through with the deal at a different agreement, a different arrangement, it's no longer you can get a mishapar. And I should discuss, you know, even though this is pashit, but you should know, whenever you have an agreement with someone, whether it be with money, it's a mishapar, without money, it's a mechusamana, and you would like to, you're willing to still go through with the deal, but you want to change the terms, you're not allowed. The changing the terms, that itself, is a mechusamana mishapar. Because al pi halacha, you're bound to go through as per contract. Changing any of the terms is not per contract. That already invokes a mishapar, mechusamana. There's no way out, just because, well, I really sold it to him anyway, just either I raise the price or I change the terms, I'll deliver it to him later, whatever it is. No, it's too late. That already warrants Misha Parham.
Is there anything to say? Is there anything to say? Is that okay to say, unless I'm giving this guy a call?
Mm-hmm.
I
shouldn't
do it.
The Isar is only by Oitzim Meizam. Could a guy's not Oitzim Meizam? What's the problem?
He's better off to go through with Misha Parham?
Is he better off? I don't know why you should.
Say, I don't want you to
go get the shot. Well, that's obviously Israel. That's obviously Israel. I don't know. Again, for this mice, I don't think it's Oitzim Meizam. I don't know there's an issue here. I haven't seen the pricing discussed. It's like maybe Lefnim issues. I didn't have to go through with it. I haven't seen that. Yeah. Not with the hope, by the way. I don't think they have too much confidence in Al Klala. I think it's more because they wanted to force the guy to go through with the deal. To put him up to it, you're going to get a Klala. And such a Klala, most people would rather not take the Klala. So. Sorry? You don't get anything? You're gaining something because your hold will be a deterrent that the guy will. You hold that. One second. You're hoping that he'll back out. If you're using it as a threat, as leverage, it's zicha, zanana. Right? You have that up. But even if yes, he's not going to go through no matter what. All you can do is curse him. I know, it doesn't. No one ever says that, therefore, there's an Indian not to. I think Faket, I think it's public policy. Faket, I think it's a Tavis. Of everybody, to give him the call. We want to teach this guy a lesson. I don't want the next guy doing it. I don't want this guy to do it again to someone else, thinking that he can get away with it. But the call of the Einish is going to bother him. Trust me, the car accident that he's going to be involved in is going to bother him. Right? I think he's going to. Yeah, the Maharal is convinced that it's like works automatic, but obviously you see something's done in Bezin because Bezin goes through with the deal, right? No, it's more than just notifying. The Gemara has a shaila. Is it just a Medinan lay? That's a Vayishit and we pass on Grava. No, we curse him. We're Malatitinan lay. We really curse him. So obviously we're doing more than just what the Einish is in store. I mean, the Pasuk also says, Ki Yitzhak, when it's a Tzaka, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mamar Lefreya. Maybe there's something here too. No, he just throws it in the. I don't know nothing happened. He's someone who is deserving of such a klala. You want to know what the klala actually helps? I don't know. Maybe it speeds up the process. I can't tell you. This is already.
And the Merle, this is Shiloh over there, when he changes the terms of his implicit
machila. If he goes through with him, change terms, yeah.
Sometimes the person will say, you know, I'm not happy. What am I going to do? You got me over a barrel.
I know, but the Merle Diskin says that he got it over the barrel, but it's really, since halakhically, al-pidin, it's still his, and he need not go through the deal contractually, so you're asking to do something that he need not do, right? Because he had the right to back out if he's willing to become a mishapara. So the reason why you're willing to offer better terms is because you don't want him, you run the risk that he's going to tack a back out and accept this mishapara, and you don't want to give him that opportunity. You'd rather go through the deal. So
I mean, the guy has a problem. I'm the first deal, I'm not working, I'm making a new deal.
He got the discourses that if you make a madar. I don't know exactly what he meant by that. At the end, you make a madar. I'm not sure what he means. I mean, sort of not being moichah that mishra par, but he's still going through with the deal, so then you can bring him later on to a bezin. He just said, loisha masa madar. I don't know what he means, but definitely. All right, we got the idea of what's going on here. All right, let's see if we could. No, we can't. Okay, so just to summarize here, and a lot of other halakas are going to play itself out, how it involves, we're going to see how it involves goyim, how it involves other things. It's definitely something that should not be done, obviously. It's definitely something that we should avoid the hardest, but it's definitely something that we shouldn't even tolerate. And that's why I mentioned before about the klala. I'd rather him get the klala. It's not something that we should tolerate. And, oh, we're doing business like the goyim. You know, the chulila people say, you know, oh, look at the yidden, how they do business. I can't trust. I'd rather work with goyim. It's a wrong thing to say because it happens to be wrong in metzias. You know, Rav Amnon Yitzchak said this famous marshal, but I think it's a powerful marshal. It just carries its weight. He said there was a lion who was in the forest and gave birth to a cub, and trying to train her cub to say, you know, you're supposed to go and get meat and how to survive, and go there into the city and whatever you need to do, you can steal and whatever it is. And the cub said, but I'm scared of people. So the mother lion was saying, no, don't be, the lion said, don't be scared of them. They're more scared of you. You're stronger than them. You're more powerful than them. There's nothing to be scared about. Go into the city and do what you want, wreck what you want, rip people apart. That's how you have to live. That's how you have to survive. And this baby cub walks into the city and is now in Times Square or whatever there was, Tel Aviv, Kikar, Tel Aviv, whatever it is, and walks in there and sees a big video of David ripping apart, a movie of David ripping apart, you know, the lion or whatever. And the cub got frightened and ran home. Mamish ran back to the mother and said, what are you telling me that I could rip everyone apart? The first thing I saw was a big picture that I'm being ripped apart. What's going on? So the mother told the child, Nardisti, what do you... If it would be normal for a man to rip apart a lion, would that be in the video? Would that be in the movie? That wouldn't sell. There's nothing to do. Would that be in the front page of a paper? That wouldn't sell. It's because it's not the norm. Because the lion rips apart the man, that one man who ripped apart the lion, that gets, you know, top spot in the media. Same thing when in the New York Times, you know, they very like, when they chap on a yid who does something, all of a sudden he's in the front page of the New York Times. Why? Because for the goyim, it's not something that they can chap on. When my yidu does it, oh, it's something. Same thing in our relations as well. When we deal with people, we'll remember the few incidents that we had with yidin because we can't be sober, we can't be tolerant because we expect better. But the times that we were wronged or tricked by a goy, you know, oh, we write it up, hey, it's a goy anyway, so it's no problem. But if you really observe the world out there, it's a lot better than you think in terms of the yidin versus goyim. It's a lot better world out there. Most dealings that you have with yidin are not problematic. It's just a few that you try to remember. The few rotten apples, that's what you try, but that's automatically those that you remember. I mean, the New York Times, getting back to the New York Times, it was a maisa. I'd rather not mention the last names, but 3 years ago there was a yid. His first name was Barry. It was written up, mamish, in the front page of the New York Times, how many millions he was making in the stock market. Barry was great. The next year, when there was a scandal with this Barry, all of a sudden, again, front page, New York Times article, also about the same Barry, but his name was no longer Barry, his name was Baruch. Baruch, this unbelievable Kavala Chazakan. When he was making money, he was a Barry. When they chapped him to chap a fish, then he was a Baruch. You know, that's how the media likes to distort the news, but it's not true. Yidim definitely are more erlich in business than goyim are, and it's something that we have to strive for to be perfect. You know, not always are we perfect. We have to add to it, and we have to be perfect, and other people learn from us to be perfect too. And if a guy who wrongs you, I think you should definitely go at it and give the guy the curse. He should know that this is not something they can get away with.
For other tapes by Rabbi Kahan, or for additional information, please contact Besdin Meisharim at 732-905-3388. Thank you.